Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of November 2017, and this is the 693rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm on Knock Lofty. It's early morning. And the sun is really bright. It's getting harder. Well, it's getting harder to get here early enough to be out of the sun's brightness. But I haven't done the loop, I think, for a couple of weeks now. Yesterday, my friend and I drove up to the car park near the lookout and just did a flat loop, which was lovely, and I felt fine after doing that. I just thought, well, that was quite easy. And so this morning I thought maybe I'd see if I could walk up to the lookout this time without coughing myself to bits. I left myself lots of time, and now I'm actually not that far from the summit. It's very, very lovely to be up here again, and to feel well enough to do it. I suspect I'll need quite a rest when I get back, but that's fine. Hello. On Saturday mornings at this sort of time, there are not that many people up here. Usually if I come up early, there are people who are trying to get a decent walk in before they go to work. But anyway, so far this morning, up until just that moment, I had met a flock of little blue wrens on the path as I was walking up the first bit. They are the most exquisite creatures. They're wrens, so they've got very round bodies and long upright tails. And the males are a really vibrant blue, as their name suggests. And they're very friendly, and they seem to come in groups, often come in groups. And they're very busy. They're kind of, they'll stop in one place and then suddenly they'll swoop off. And when they fly, they go in sort of, what do you call them? Gosh, there's a word. If you sort of looked at their flight path, they would look like looped bunting, I think. So in sort of in wide loops, not whole loops, but just, oh gosh, there's a word for that and I can't think what it is. Anyway, maybe you get the idea. Maybe you've got some really interesting idea in your head from what I've just said, in which case I'll leave you with that exotic thought. The second creature I saw coming up was a wallaby loping its way across my path. If loping's the right word for something that jumps. They seem to be sort of slow jumps and not as thumpy as some wallabies are. And the next thing I saw coming down the path was what looked like a shepherdess with a flock of tiny sheep. But on closer examination, they were very small, mostly white, quite fluffy dogs. I'm not quite sure what they were. They looked like a sort of mix of terrier and Yorkshire terrier and poodle, but I think there was a range of them probably there, but there were maybe 8 or 9 of them, so quite a flock. And they were, none of them were on lead, but they were all walking in a group, so that was quite quite interesting. And none of them barking or anything, quite silent. And they felt much more like sheep than dogs. It's going to be quite hot this next few days, and I knew it'd be harder and harder to come up here, so that's why I really took the opportunity of doing it this morning, because I think I'd have slowly built up to this otherwise, and I don't think I needed to. It's so light now, I'm quite glad it's only about a month away from the longest day, because the sun is really high in the sky already, and it's only 7. And it's light when I wake up, or woke up rather, at about 5:30. So it's probably dawn at about 4:30, which is quite early, and maybe that's what I need to do if I want to get a walk in before it gets hot, is come up here really at 5 at the latest, before it gets too hot to be pleasant. I'm not walking the route that I have been taking recently, which is around off-piste, so to speak, and then scrambling up the hill, because I'm a little wary of snakes when it's hot, and I'm going to need to kit myself up. A friend is going to get hold of a special snake bandage for me, so that if anything should happen, that I am at least prepared and can do something about it. And I'll feel less diffident about it. I'm not keen on snakes. Our snakes are deadly here, but people very rarely die from them. There's a very effective anti-venom, but much better not to go there in the first place. And they're very timid, so they usually run away from you if they see you. But in the bush, there's so much debris, a dead bark and grasses and things, that it could be very easy to tread on one, and they're a bit less keen on leaving you alone after that. And in January, February, they breed, so that's not a good time to come across them either. So, I'm not going that way, but that was part of the reason. The other is that I think scrambling uphill would have been beyond me today. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to stop this podcast now. I'm going to pause it, and I will talk to you later in the day. But I just really wanted to share this little bit of my morning with you, because it's beautiful. And actually, where I am now, among the little blackwood trees, I'm slightly out of the sun, and there's a breeze coming that I could just feel coming off the mountain. I'm just high enough on Knocklofty to get the mountain breeze, so it'll be cooler coming down the other side, which is where I'm heading. And that'll be lovely. Anyway, I do hope you have a good day, and I will talk to you later. Hello, I'm back. I'm just coming back from the post office where I have bought some blueberries for breakfast tomorrow. And I've done a little loop. I went to the cafe and did some writing for an hour and a half, maybe. Usually the cafe is much cooler than my house, but not today. My house has really stayed remarkable. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's got hotter right now. The house, when I left it, was quite cool compared to the outside and compared to the cafe. So I'm now heading back home. And it's a sort of lazy Saturday. It is hot, but it's not disgustingly hot. It is going to get disgustingly hot. And I think it's the type of hot too. It's not a humid hot, which it often is here. And it looks as if the next couple of days, although they're going to be very hot, are going to be a dry heat, which never feels quite as hot as a humid heat. And I think I've sort of been calling today a bit of a convalescent day, although I probably don't really need to convalesce, if the truth be told. I'm just taking a day off, or most of a day off, doing that at the cafe, and then I'll do a bit more this evening. But I've been resting since I came back from the big walk, and I've been reading a book, and now the people at the cafe have given me the crossword section of the weekend papers, so I might do a puzzle or two. And I think I'll have a pot of tea. So a really lovely, relaxing day, with a little fresh air, a lot of fresh air this morning and a little fresh air this afternoon. And keeping cool as much as possible. This is going to be my biggest challenge during the surge, is going to be how to keep working when it's hot. And whether one of the things is to see if I can create any space in my bedroom that is ergonomic enough to write. I've got my granddad's desk in my bedroom, and it's, as you can imagine, it's a fairly old-fashioned desk. And it's one of those ones that has a drawer underneath the in the centre as well as down both sides. And because of that, it means that I can't get quite the height of chair that I need to comfortably have the keyboard at elbow height. So I'm wondering whether I can do something by taking the drawer out and maybe using a board or something as a sort of pretend pull-out keyboard sliding thing. I'll have to have a bit of an experiment, but if I can do that, then it will mean that I can write in the bedroom where I have got air conditioning. If I can be comfortable, writing, I'm much more likely to write. So I might explore that this afternoon or maybe tomorrow afternoon. But now I'm coming to my gate. I hope that you've had a good day since I last spoke to you. Of course, you'll probably be listening to this whole thing at once. So either you will have had a day or you will be about to be having a day. And I hope either way that it's a good one, that you've been able to maybe have a complete rest, maybe engage in some creative endeavour, maybe involve yourself in something that is well-filling, something that brings you joy but doesn't, is quite outside what your main purpose is at the moment. Thank you very, very much for listening this week, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.